Kaf Aleph. Okay. So, by the Gemara. So the it says, B'Kodesh, my time alone. In Kodesh, why do we not allow it? That means, yeah, the first Mila that we had in the Mishnah was that you can't be toivel a kli b'toch kli. So what's the reason? So Amar Rebbe Ilah, says Rebbe Ilah, mitpnei is because shekavedu shel kli choitzitz, because one kli is resting upon the other kli, and the water's not getting in between there. It can't encircle the inner kli. And Rashi actually says in the Mishnah, though, that is shnehem tameim, both of them are going to be tameim.
Why should it be just anything?
Very good. Brilliant. That's the Gemara's question. I was going to ask that. That's on Chof Beis. Okay. Vaha mid a sefer mishum chatzitza. If the sefer is mishum chatzitza, meaning the case that we said earlier, the case of basically you have to untie things first and then toivel, that case, reish alav mishum chatzitza, one would assume that the reish not becomes chatzitza. We're going to say, dekatani sefer, the sefer said, v'loy kamidas a kodesh, midas a truma, that we don't have the same measure for kodesh as we have for truma. Shiba kodesh, a person would have to be mat ir umagniv, a person would have to untie the loops and the knots in his beged or in his I suppose in the beged, and then he would have to dry it off and then matzbil v'achakach koisha, and then he can retie if he wants. Yeah, ubetruma koisha v'achakach matzbil. He can leave it in its tied up state and then matzbil. So what's going on over here? Basically, it seems a bit. How can you have two cases? Just teach in one case. So answer the Gemara. Yeah, or Rav Ila specifically. Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza. They're actually both mishum chatzitza. But you actually need both cases because you couldn't learn one from the other. To eat ashmi inan reisha. If you would have just taught solely the first case, havaramin, I would have thought, hainu time medula kodesh lo. Why are we particular with kodesh? Mishum kvedu shel kli. Because we're worried about the weight of the inner kli resting upon the kli that it's in. To eka. About sefer, in the sefer, delika kavedo shel kli. There's no kavedo shel kli. In fact, it's just one kli. It just happens to be a little bit tied upon itself, but maybe it's just all one kli though. Yeah, ema lekodesh nami lo. Heavy chatzitza. I would say for kodesh it wouldn't be chatzitza either, and it would be totally fine. Oh, the iash meinon sefer, and if we'd have just taught solely the sefer, havaramina, I would have thought to say the hainu time to the kodesh lo. The kodesh we say you can't is mishum. The kitra, the Bach takes out the word maya. The kitra means it's tied. Yeah, ahaduki means it's tight. Mehadek, it's surely tight. It's very tight. Yeah, and the water can't get in there. So that would be a chatzitza. Aval reisha, but in the reisha where the maya, because there's water over there, it's akfui makfi lay. It's going to surely float the. Make it buoyant, the mono, the vessel. Mono is a vessel. But lo, have your chatzitza, and it's not going to be a chatzitza. So that's why I need both cases. Okay. So now, Rebbe Ilah, the time. Rebbe Ilah is actually going into his reasoning. The Omer Rebbe Ilah, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Bar Papa, Esther Milo Shonukan. Okay, there's actually, even though if you would count the cases in the Mishnah, you get 11, there's actually only 10. So now the Chamesh Rishonos, there's going to be stringency in the first five. The Chamesh Rishonos is Obein LeKodesh, right? There were Chumras for actual Kodesh, and also Bein LeKodesh Shana Asu Al Taras Kodesh, or whether the Chulin that was related to with the stringencies of Kodesh, we would also apply those stringencies to that. Okay, that's the first five. So now. The Achronis, the latter five, that those only apply to actual Kodesh. The Kodesh, actual, of Aloy, Le, Chulin, Shanasu, Altaras, Kodesh, to simulated Kodesh. Okay, so what's the difference between the first five and the last five? My timer. So, Chamesh Kamais to the first five, De Islahu, Drora. There is Drora. So, Rashi over here says basically Drora means it's a concern. There's a concern. The tuma midoraisa, that a person may come to tuma deraisa. So therefore, Rashi explains each one of the first five how that you may come to a deraisa. Okay, gozru behu rabbanon. The rabbanon made a gezeira. Bain the Kodesh, whether it's the Kodesh, or Bain the Chulin, but Shinaas Ral Taras the Kodesh, also for simulated Kodesh. Okay, now, however, the Bas Reis, the last five, Goz, Deleis Behu Dorora, the Tumma Midoraisa, they do not have a concern of coming to a Tumma Midoraisa. They're just like Stam Chumras. Okay, Goz Rebehu Rabbanon, the Kodesh. Right, they made a Gezerah for Kodesh. However, not for Lechul and Shinasul, Al Taras Kodesh, Lo Gozru, Behu Rabbanon. They didn't make Gezerah. Okay, so that was Elas Pshat. Now, Rava Omar, he basically likes the Kasher over here. He says, Midasefer, the original Kasher we said, Midasefer, the latter case, Hebushim Chatzitza, we said the case where tying the garment, you had like internal ties, that you had to undo it. If since that's because of a chatzitza, Reisha, lav mishum chatzitza, therefore the beginning is not going to become chatzitza. It must be for a different reason. So what is the reason? Reisha, right, hainu, timer, what's the reason? Because it's this. It's a gezerah, shalo yatzbil, a person shouldn't be toivel, machatin, needles, v'nsinorios, and spinning forks, b'chli, she'ein, b'fiv, with a vessel that it doesn't have in its opening, kishveres hanoid, that doesn't have the width of the reed of a water skin. So like this, let's say, if a person's going to toivel a small thing in the mikvah, like a needle, or some part of an item that the Rav would require them to toivel for whatever reason, a little metal internal part or something, yeah? So then he doesn't want to lose it in the mikvah. So what he does, he puts it in a bottle. Yeah, so and he puts the bottle in the mikveh and submerges it all the way down. But that's the water can only be considered connected to the mikveh, meaning the water in the bottle, if there's an opening on the top of the bottle which has the width of a shveres node. If not, it's considered a separate entity of water, and that small vessel would be not be toiveling. That needle would not be toiveling in the mikveh. Shveres node. We're going to explore. Shveres basically means a pipe, a reed. Yeah, in a node. Node is a water skin. Is a leather water skin. Is a leather water skin. Okay. Like this. So you know what? How I visualize it. You know those little those tropicas that the kids drink. Those like those that you get the straw and you put and pierce into those chemicals into that thing and the silvery thing. So it's like that. It's basically a reed you pop into something. So yeah, but yeah. So that's less. Right. Exactly. So over here, even if you had a wide, let's say one of these big, these like American like coffee cups. Which we take the big coffee with them around. Yeah, and you can put your fist in that. So you wouldn't able to be toivel even in that as well, because we're making a gezerah over here. If we're going to let him do it even in a kli that has a big opening, he may come to do it in a kli that even has a small opening. So we're saying that's what he's saying. It's a gezerah. You can't do any kli but a kli, because the person may come and be toivel in a kli that has a small opening. Okay, kiznan, like we said in the Mishnah, Erev mikvois. This is when you want to connect two mikvahs together. For example, let's say you've got one mikvah is a large mikvah and is kosher, and next to it you have a small mikvah which is not kosher, and you want to machshia, you want to make that other one kosher. So we probably, right, it's kushuferes hanoid. You need to have a channel, something going between them, the water connecting, like the shuferes hanoid, kuv yeho, like its thickness, kuchala, like its the recess part, which is I suppose it's kushteetz boys, like two fingers, choyruslan koimam, that you're able to basically spin around. So they say like this, like this, you could twist them. That's what a lot of it say. My chavrusa told me apparently that some people say that it means that you go around like the edge and maybe it's double or something. But the point is, you can stick your fingers around in that thing. It needs to be a certain width, and if not, it's not good. Okay, so now. So Rava Sovala Kaha, he holds like that, the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bavua, Yud Aleph, if you count, there's 11 milus, Shonu count, there's actually 11 milus in the Mishnah, if you count, there's 11, right? Shei should be shown, it's the similar format as the, right? Shei should be shown, now he's got the six first ones applied to Bein the Kodesh, Bein lechulin shenas al taras kodesh, basically is actual kodesh or even simulated, and achronos, and the latter ones only apply to kodesh.
And lechulin that would be the same reason as before, the dara to tumah demaraisa.
Yes, yeah, sure, yeah. About lo lechulin, yes, the same reasoning as Yisrael saying as before, right? The concern of the deraisa, the first ones, and the latter ones, there's no concern of a deraisa. Aval lo lechulin shenas al taras kodesh. Now. So everybody agrees on the halachas of the Mishnah, yeah? But the question is, my ikar bein rova le Rebbe ilo. Is there going to be a difference between how they explain the first case that's going to come out to a halachic nafgamina? So there is a, right? So ikar bein ahu, there is actually a halachic nafgamina. For the example, sal is like a basket, vergargu soni is another kind of basket. So I was actually talking to, basically it's like industrial kalim, industrial things. Yeah, Rashi says use them in the process of draining of winemaking. So these things always come big. It's like ordering a big chullen for the shul. Yeah, this you can't get a small. They don't do such a thing, right. There's only big pots. So this over here, there's only big pots. So there's no, you know, there's no mistakes over here. If you allow a person to toivel one of these big pots, he's never going to come and toivel in a little one. So like this. So, ikibinayu, sal b'golgu sani, so these big pots, or big vessels, shemilon kalim, that you fill them with kalim, right? Bilim, and you toyveld kalim within those big pots, yeah? Lamanda omo, according to the manda omo, mishum chatzitsu, it's concerned about chatzitsu, about the inner kli resting hard on the bottom kli, and the water can't get through. Yeah, ikib, there's still going to be a problem, because there's basically, the water may can't get through there. However, Lamanda Omar, Mishum Gezeira, Shemi Yatbil, it's a Gezeira that if you're going to allow him to do this, perhaps Shemi Yatbil, Machatan, and scenarios are going to do toivel needles and these spinning forks, Bechli She'ein, Befiv, Kushver, Sunod, in a vessel that does not have a large opening at the top. These ones, Salvagogusani, these kind of industrial Kalim, yeah, She'ein, Befihem, that don't have in their openings, Kishwer's a node, Laker doesn't exist. You can't get. So therefore, they would never go there on these on industrial Kalim. So therefore, that would be fine. Now, let's just carry on because this is just a flow of the. We're on the flow of here. But as the Rava Latime, Rava's going according to his reason. To Amarava, Sal, Vagogusoni, Shemilon Kalim, that you fill them up, right? These large Kalim, that you fill them with vessels, the Hitbilon, Tahoirin, they're going to be Tahor. Yeah, and a related din. Now, what happens if you took these things? A mikveh shechilkoi basal v'gogusani. If you had a mikveh and you split it in the middle with this huge kli, and basically you made two mikvehs, it's like you've got a big room and you split it into two for your kids. Yeah, but you're speaking this mikveh, there's two separate mikvehs, right? Two separate baths. So basically you're taking this big kli and making a wall out of it. Now, these kalim, right, are made out from reeds and stuff like that, so water actually goes through. But it's very small cracks. The question is now, and in each side of this reed wall, which you created from this kli, yeah, there isn't a sheer mikveh. Okay. So what's a toivel shom? The person who's toivel in one of those new sections, lo al solo tevila. It doesn't work. Ah, yeah, daha. And I bring you a proof that it doesn't work. Daha. Ora. We've got the ground, okay? You've got a river. Yeah, and you've got the Aramid land, sorry. Kula chalchuli malch b'chalchala. All of basically, it's porous. There's holes. The land itself has holes in it. Yeah? And let's say, for example, you can have a river, and to the side of a river, you could have a pit, and that pit would get its water from the river, like through the absorption through the ground. Yeah? So that's, and that pit doesn't have 40 sot in it. It's a small little pit to the side over there. So we say over there, that doesn't work. We don't say it's connected to the river, right? Through the, you know, the moisture in the ground, even though it is in a certain sense connected. It's not halachic considered a mikvah, right? Because you need 40 saw to be in one place. So since there's only 20 saw in this thing, it's not gonna work. Okay. Vahani, we're going to finish this as well. Vahani Mili, that we said.
And why isn't it just the same principle that it's not kosher ferris or not? You, saying if they connect, there's holes, it's smaller.
Yes, so, okay, good. So you know, it's really funny, yesterday, so you know you can actually toivel things in a sack. So there's a svara to say that if there's loads and loads of holes, that's going to be more than a shavarus or not. Right, shavarus or not is like, it's like a halachic chap, you know what I mean? If you've got a large hole, one large hole, it's going to connect them together. But what if the whole thing's porous? Why shouldn't it be connected? So that's spoken about. So vahani mili, and that what we said is b'chli tor. Right, so Rashi says over here, this is going on now, is going back. Oh, should we stop? You're looking like, you okay? Fine, it's just a little bit, it's just 2 more minutes. This is on a Kli Toho. He's going back to the case about the Shferis Anod. That you need, that we're concerned about the Shferis Anod or not, yeah, is in a Kli Toho. About a Kli Tome, if the external Kli is Tome, and you need to be Toivel, the external Kli, we're going to say Migo, like this. Migo de Salka Tevila Lekule Gufe de Mana. Seen as the tevila worked for the whole area of the external kli, the gufin amana, so salka lohu nami, so it's also going to go the kalim de isbay. It's also going to work for the kalim inside. Since it works for the outside, it works for the inside. So now we're just going to prove that in a mission of kalim shemilan kalim you fill them with kalim bilon haray elu tahor, and those are tahor. Okay, the im lo toval, and if you didn't toivel, mayim hamur, you need mayim murovim. Adyu Moravim Kishveres Anod. It needs to be more the mixture like Shveres Anod. That end of Brice of the Gemara says, well, it doesn't make sense, the end of the Brice. It says, my comma, but im lo tovel. And if you didn't toivel. What do you mean? Well, we're talking about if you want to toivel things. What do you mean if you didn't toivel? So it means, hachikoma, im enu tzorich lahat bilo. If you don't need to be toivel, the external kli, then you would require, in the opening of the kli, you need maim humor amoravim. Right, you need in the entrance to the kli, adshu mu'uravim kishveres anod. You would need the width of a shveres anod. So basically, this price is just saying, it's just saying that if you need to toivel the external kli, then we don't care. Right, we don't care about the size of the hole. But if you do not need to be toivel the external kli,
So this
is a bit of a machlokes Rashi for Tosfos. Tosfos is Rashi says this is going on truma over here. It's not going on Kodesh. So it's going on back on that, right? So that is working through. But anyway, and then the next Gemara, Bez Hashem, tomorrow is going to be Ari Abir's Kasha. Is that why don't these Gezeras also apply to Truma as well if we're talking about Chatzitza? Okay, well, we'll stop here.